So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chris Brown, Bills play-by-play man for WGR, will be calling Sunday's game in Jacksonville. He's on the WBEN Bison Automotive Live Line. Chris, I want to start with Matt Prater this morning. He was a full participant yesterday. How are you taking that?
I would assume it's a good sign. We'll find out more from Coach McDermott today. And listening to Matt Prater talk to the media earlier this week, he made it sound as if his exit from last Sunday's game was more out of an abundance of caution. His leg had tightened up in the cold weather. Obviously, being a 41-year-old kicker, it's not as easy to stay loose as it is when you're 25. And he did that. So he was pretty confident that his kicking session on Thursday, which was ultimately going to determine whether he would be kicking or Matthew Wright would be kicking, would go well. Full participation is a good sign. We'll have to see how convinced Sean McDermott and the coaching staff were, though, by that kicking session. I think that'll ultimately determine who's kicking on Sunday.
It's got to be in the back of their mind, though. You know, you don't want to run into another situation like what you had last week. Is it a possibility they could dress two kickers for the game, or is that just too far off the board?
Yeah, I don't think they want to gobble up two roster spots, especially in a playoff game with kickers. I think if there's any doubt in their mind, they're probably going to go with Matthew Wright. And Wright is a guy that has kicked in Jacksonville before. He actually played the 2021 season in Jacksonville, went 21-24 on kicks for them that season, bounced around the league a bit. Prater did say, though, playing in warm weather, he feels, would be beneficial to his quad. So we'll have to see how it all shakes out. Not an easy decision.
No. Running back Ty Johnson, he's on the Bills injury report. If he can't play, how does that change the Bills offense?
I would be surprised if he doesn't play. This is playoff time. It's an ankle injury. We don't know what kind. If it's a low ankle sprain, he's just taping the thing up and going. If it's a high ankle sprain, that's a little bit of a different animal, and it is more difficult to play on. So I think today will tell us a lot more about that. If he's back in practice in any way, shape, or form, even limited, I would anticipate Ty Johnson will play. If he does not, well, then you have to consider Frank Gore Jr. as a practice squad call-up, because they usually like to have three backs at their disposal.
I've never seen the Bills win a road playoff game. I mean, it last happened, I was 3 years old in early 93 in the 92 season, but it's been a long, long time. I want to see it. I want to believe it can happen. But does something like that ever get into the back of the team's mind, of anyone's mind, especially here in this recent stretch where you've been in the playoffs every year, but you still haven't proven to yourself that you can do it on the road?
Yeah, I don't think so. The only reason I say that is if this was a team like the one in 2019, you know, with one playoff appearance, you know, in 17 years, that being the 2017 wild card game at Jacksonville, and then you go back to the playoffs, but you got to go to Houston in 2019. That was a young team. not a lot of playoff experience, and they saw a lead disappear, and they lose a game in overtime. That's not this team. This is a veteran, battle-tested playoff team. Playing on the road is not going to rattle them at all. They've been in these kinds of games. They know what it takes. And I think that that puts them in a good position to win a road playoff game, much like the last team that won a road playoff game for the Bills, the team that went to two straight Super Bowls and had to go on the road to go to their third.
Chris, there is proven success for the Bills in matchups like these. When you think about it, last year against the Ravens, who were on fire at the time, or this year against the Pats, who have a massive win streak. I mean, even last season, they gave the Chiefs their first loss. How much does that past experience matter?
Yeah, experience helps. I don't think there's any question about that. And I'm guessing you're referencing the fact that the Jags have won 8 in a row to finish the season. That can be a blessing, and it can also be a curse, because with each passing victory, it's like, all right, we got to go win another one. Okay, we can't lose. And it's an interesting statistic that I found on this. So the last 13 teams that have entered the playoffs on a 13-game winning streak, or sorry, on an 8-game winning streak or more, have never made the Super Bowl, and 6 of those 13 teams have not even won a playoff game. It's very hard to sustain that level of play for more than 2 months, because the NFL is just too competitive, especially when you reach the postseason. So that loss to the Eagles a couple of weeks ago might be a blessing in disguise, because it kind of helps you right the ship, correct some of the things that maybe weren't perfect the last few weeks leading up to a game like that. The Jags have just been soaring. So sure, they're going to come in confident, and you know, if they can continue their strong play, well, you tip your hat to them. But it's easier said than done for teams coming into the playoffs on long streaks.
Well, we hope that everything goes the Bills' way on Sunday. Chris, thanks so much. We'll be listening. Chris Brown will be on the call down the dial on WGR. Bills and Jags, Sunday, 1 o'clock kickoff. Playoffs start now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.